The Drive with Rob and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It is time to dig back into our list of 50 perfect first date questions.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
These are the ones.
Has been so lovely, Rob Forbes. Genuinely lovely.
If you work your way through this entire list with someone, apparently you will fall in love by the end of it.
Yeah, and we're getting to learn more about each other, which I think is great. I'm going to kick off today's one.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, what is the greatest accomplishment in your life?
Ooh, that's deep, eh?
So deep.
The fact that I'm sitting here doing this job, that is it. And not just because, you know, we are doing one of the biggest shows on the biggest radio station in the country.
Yeah.
Not that. I used to stutter as a kid.
No.
Okay.
Ways.
And it was horrendous. To the point where, like, now you're a small child, you're 7, you're 8, you're 9, you can't talk to people. Like, it's this biggest fear that you have, because at any point, anyone in the world can ask you a question and you can't respond. So everyone else on earth has the power to push the button that is your biggest, like, fear, your biggest life difficulty at that point, and the power to hurt you exists with everyone else. It's the I can't explain to people who've never stuttered how difficult a thing is, because it shuts down your ability to communicate with people in 'n sekond.
Ek sit hier my mond hang oop. I had no idea. Hoe het jy dit oorkom?
Years of speech therapy. Honestly, years and years of speech therapy. And because a lot of it is breathing related,
I think
puberty helped as well.
Yeah.
Sorted a couple of things out. But yeah, it sort of ended up okay after a while. And now I talk for a living.
And isn't, like, that amazing?
That, honestly, like, something I can pat myself on the back for and go, I made that through that.
Sure. Rob, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
True story.
Mine, you know what? Mine, like, I don't want to go cheesy. Like, I should say my family and the family that Chris and I have managed to create together. But I wouldn't have been able to do that without working hard. Like, I worked hard to get to where
you
I am.
You did, Roseanne McKenzie.
Right? And I brought baie oor my ma. Maar ek dink my biggest accomplishment, I think, is getting here when the odds were completely stacked against me.
Van Bontebal af hier.
Van Bontebal af. And also, a dark-skinned colored girl from Bontebal. Already, I'm starting with a bit of a disadvantage in my own community.
And I think as mense nie, if you don't understand that context, like, it's very difficult to explain it to someone.
We'll have a drink one day, and or maybe two or three, and I will explain all of that. So I think just the life that I've managed to create for myself, it's, like, not always easy.
No.
But most of the time, I love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have immense respect for your whole journey.
Kom, nog een.
Honestly.
Een, last een.
What is your most treasured memory, Mackenzie?
My most treasured memory is anything with my gran. She played such a formative role in my life. So I think in my oma's ook ombuis, sy het koekie gebak of koek gebak of wat ook al, met al haar sê goed soos wat sal hy vir my kom, hello mother. That type of thing. I love that woman with my whole heart. And when I lost her, I lost a part of myself for a while. So anything with Martha is just something that I will always hold on to. In my kinders like nes sy van hulle slaap. They look just like her.
Tani Marty.
In jy, in jy?
Oh, same for me. Anything to do with my little brother.
Yeah.
You know, I would give almost anything to have another, like, evening over dinner and talking nonsense with my booty. And I'm never going to get it again. You know? And it's one of those things I realized years after the fact that, like, everything else in your life can change. You can change literally your family. I'm not saying you should, obviously. You can change your job. You can change your family. You can change where you live. You can change anything about yourself. You can go to bed earlier. You can start going to the gym. You can do anything. The only thing you can't change is when someone is no longer there.
Yeah.
Dis die ding.
Absoluut. Ach, nou was het weer emotional. Ja, morgen gaan ons fun doen. Morgen gaan ons fun doen. I'm a little bit sad, Rob.
Why?
Because today is the last day that we get to do this.
Can I be honest? I had completely forgotten we were still working our way through these perfect first date questions.
Yes, and some of them have been quite light and kind of frivolous, and others have been quite kind of not exposing, but you've had to really go quite deep. And I think if you had this conversation with someone that you were trying to fall in love with, you really would be able to learn what you love about them.
This is that list. I don't know if you've heard about it. Apparently, there are 50 questions where if you sit down with someone and gaze longingly into each other's eyes and work your way through the whole list, you will know, either you will be in love with this person or you will know that you are not compatible. So basically the perfect first date Q&A.
Yeah.
So we'll go and put the whole list on the website, but we've just been working our way through a couple of these questions. As I said, I forgot we were doing this today.
Yeah.
Wat vandaagse vraag?
Your house, everything you own catches fire after saving your loved ones and your pets. They've been saved. You have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be and why?
So the loved ones and the pets are fine.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the proviso.
Honestly, I'm fine then.
Really?
I suppose you can get, something practical.
Mm.
But I'm not a nostalgic person.
Yeah.
I don't have boxes of old keepsakes. I don't have albums full of photographs. I'm not nostalgic. I'm not sentimental.
Yes.
Ek is nie baie sentimenteel nie. So there isn't really a thing. And I also don't have anything valuable. I don't have a safe. I don't have any jewelry. I don't have art. I don't. Ek het niks nie. Jy weet, it's very plain.
As Leah en die katte okay is,
ja,
is alles cool. In your
then they're fine. Then we can get a bag of marshmallows. Watch the house burn. No, I'd probably save my DJ decks, to be honest.
Okay. Ek sou, ons het te leer, hier is nou net prakties, ons het te leer met al ons belangrike dokumente daarin. Chris se paspoort, sy splinter nuwe identiteitsdokument na 17 jaar.
Work permit.
Ja, hy het nou 'n ID hoor.
Hy's
nou
uiteindelik
'n permanente resident.
Die Engelsman het 'n Suid-Afrikaanse ID.
Hy het 'n ID, permanent
resident.
And I suppose,
what's that thing that you hear parents moan about, an unabridged...
Birth certificate. Precies daai. Unabridged birth certificates for... Don't you have yours?
No.
Your mom's got it under a mattress.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Kan jy aanlei dit?
Why would I need it?
You need it. I'm getting stressed here. I have mine. My mom made me go and get mine because I had one of those little old school ones that we got when we were small.
No one has ever asked me for an unabridged birth certificate.
Ja, dan gaan jy vir my kom vra. Hoe kan ek myne kry? Ja, so the file with all of the important documents, yeah.
Got you. Fair. I mean, that's practical and useful.
Yeah.
Are you sentimental though? Is there a kinders foto album?
Alles is digitaal nou,
ja.
So... There is that little book for their first 5 years. So you've got a little lock of hair and all of that stuff in it. So maybe those two. But practically, I would go with the folder.
I'm just going to get a bag of marshmallows.
Okay, ons tyd vir een. Nog een.
Okay, ask me.
What do you like most about me?
You, Roseanne McKenzie.
Yes.
Hey, is that the last question for the week?
That is the last question for this thing.
Okay, let me tell you what I like about Roseanne McKenzie. Roseanne McKenzie is dedicated. Roseanne McKenzie will give you 100% at everything, all the time. En ek weet nie hoe jy dit doen nie.
Okay, also my no, Rob Forbes.
No, it's true though. I've never seen Roseanne give anything less than 10 out of 10 at whatever she's doing.
Aww.
Doesn't matter how busy or how tired or how whatever. As jy maas, as jy 10/10. As jy by die werk is, as jy 10/10. As jy gaan gym, as jy 10/10. As jy werk, as jy 10/10. And I'm just like hats off, Brie.
Oh, Robert.
I just sit on the couch.
That is not true. What I like most about you, and I'm actually learning a lot, is that you do things that make your life full. And you have the ability to say no to things that are not going to make your life full.
That is a true story.
En ek het nie daai nie. So ek sien hoe jy dit doen. En ek wil ook saam speel. So I think that is something that I'm so full of admiration for you for, is that you really do, you've created a life that you love. And things that don't serve that, hey, ek het jou nie nodig.
So actually, thank you. I'll take that. I do like these questions.
Me too.
Ons sal die Lysippie website gaan sit.
Ja.
The 51st date perfect Q&A list. Maybe you can sit down with someone you love over the weekend and work your way through it.
I think this week-long first date has gone very well.
Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.